Hey there, welcome back to the Brian Prock Project from NPR News. We are on digital, FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and we are online at npr.org/Bryant Park. Thanks for being here. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesca. Coming up, the BPP Book Club meets on the air. But first, let's get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thank you. At least 22,000 died in the weekend's powerful cyclone in Myanmar. 41,000 more may be missing in the Asian nation formerly known as Burma. The BBC's Andrew Harding has more.
Rescue workers are still struggling to reach the areas hit hardest by the cyclone in the vast floodplains of the Irrawaddy Delta. Andrew Kirkwood, who runs Save the Children's operations inside Burma, described the challenges now facing the aid operation.
The logistics involved are quite mind-boggling. There's going to be a need for significant amounts of trucks and boats, and it appears that many of the boats that we will need have been destroyed. We're looking at the scale of the tsunami here.
Burma's reclusive military rulers have made a rare appeal for outside help. India and Thailand are already sending supplies, but hundreds of thousands of people are in need.
The BBC's Andrew Harding reporting. Here in the U.S., President Bush honors a Burmese dissident. Bush will sign a bill today to give the Congressional Gold Medal to democracy advocate Aung San Suu Kyi. It's the highest civilian honor Congress gives. This will likely stoke tensions between the U.S. and Myanmar's military government. It comes just after the president froze assets of state-owned companies there. As for Suu Kyi, she's under house arrest in Myanmar. More bad news from the housing market. A new study finds home values are down 7.7% from a year ago. It's especially tough for those who bought a couple years ago when the market was hottest.
People who purchased during the year of 2006 across the country now owe more than their home is worth. Half of them do, 52% of them do. And it's pretty staggering when you look at it that way.
That's a spokesman for Zillow.com. They did the study. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke is worried about housing prices, too. In a speech, he said Congress should do more about the crisis. He wants the Federal Mortgage Insurance Agency to have more flexibility to help those in danger of losing their homes. 1.5 million homes went into foreclosure last year. That's up more than 50% over 2006. Bernanke says foreclosures are on track to be even higher this year. And a young Packers fan is finally changing his shirt. The 12-year-old wore a Brett Favre jersey for 4 years. He took it off on his birthday. He is still a fan, but he's just a bit taller now, and the jersey doesn't quite fit so well anymore. Packers quarterback's number 4 will be retired in a game next season. The jersey-loving kid will be there. By the way, the boy's mom says she did wash it from time to time. That is your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.